Country Bob FM.
Veterans Day edition of the Bob Almanac. How did it go when I was gone, Neil?
Well, I would tell you I did my best.
Some of your better work?
And sometimes my best is just about good enough.
That's good to know. It's the Veterans Day edition of the Bob Almanac, Monday, November 11th, 315th day of the year, 50 days until the end of the year. 1807 on this date, Washington Irving, a great author.
Yes.
He worked for a periodical, a newspaper periodical. He's periodical every now and then.
Sure.
He was the first to call New York City Gotham. First time that they associated the name Gotham to New York City. Had he not done that, we may not have had Gotham City as Bruce Wayne and Batman's town of origin, if you will. So thank you, Washington Irving.
Nicely done.
On this date, 1807. Our patent of the day today comes from a gentleman by the name of Alvin Clark. He patented the telescope.
Mm.
This date, 1851.
Now, that's a pretty cool invention.
It is. This is more of the long-range telescope. Obviously, there were forms of telescopes, spy glasses, that were used. Obviously, pirates and sea-going vessels used them to spot land and hopefully maybe even see some icebergs, see them before you hit them.
Right.
You see it before you hit it, hopefully, when it comes to icebergs. But you know, how much of the iceberg is actually above water? It's a low percentage. I don't know what the exact percentage is, but it is low, as you know.
Right.
So that was this date, 1851. We have a newsreel here. No, we don't have it. It's just too early for a newsreel, 1918. I had one, but there was no audio to it. So it really makes no sense on radio because this was the end of World War I, this date. Armistice was signed, and it went into effect the 11th hour, 11th day, 11th month, this date, 1918. And it was Armistice Day for the longest time.
For a long time, yeah.
And other places have what's called Remembrance Day.
Yes.
And then we turned it into Veterans Day, 1918. Then it was 3 years after that, President Warren Harding was presiding over the dedication of the Tomb of the Unknowns. We just talked to Tom Lyons, who was there.
He's there right now.
In the shadow of the Tombs of the Unknown Soldier, Arlington National Cemetery. So the president was there. The unknown soldier was brought back from France and was interred below a three-level marble tomb. And I believe that tomb changed over the years. It wasn't, I don't know if it's the same one or they built around it, but 1921 is when the unknown soldier was laid in that tomb. This day, 1921. We've got more patriotic news here. 1938, let's hear from Kate Smith.
And now, it's going to be my great, very great privilege to sing for you a song that's never been sung before by anybody. One that was written especially for me by one of the greatest composers in the music field today. It's something more than a song. I feel it's one of the most beautiful compositions that was ever written. A song that will never die. The author, Mr. Irving Berlin, the title, God Bless America.
So God Bless America performed on this date, first time that's actual radio audio, Neil.
God bless America. Land that
my staff worked many, many hours to dig that up.
That is cool. I had no idea she was the first one to ever sing it.
It was basically written for her.
Yeah.
Irving Berlin, this date, 1938, Kate Smith on network radio. Performing God Bless America for the first time.
Still sung to this day.
More military kind of theme. The Jeep made its debut on this date, 1940. General purpose, they called it the Jeep. And then it came and they started building it for the mass population, selling it to consumers. Eventually, they said, hey, you know, people kind of like the Humvee, where that became very popular during the Desert Storm and the Iraq War back in the early 90s. They started selling Humvees. Same thing with the Jeep.
Outside of Lucca, the Germans, there was one bridge that they didn't bomb. And they didn't think it was a big deal because they said it wasn't wide enough for tanks, so it posed no threat to them. Enter the Jeep.
Uh-huh.
And it was wide enough for the Jeep, and that's how we transported goods and services and men.
You could call it the SUV that won World War II.
You bet.
So that was the state, 1940. Also 1940, the exact same time, we had the Armistice Blizzard. Armistice Day blizzard was going on. Every generation or so has their big blizzard. We have the Halloween blizzard here of 91. And then prior to that, 1940, it was the Armistice Day blizzard that socked much of the upper Midwest with several feet of snow. It actually killed over 100 people, that Armistice blizzard. That was this date, 1940. 1965 for Rhodesia. This is kind of like their July 4th, although they call it their November 11th celebration because they declared independence from Britain on this date. It was Rhodesia. Rhodesia doesn't exist anymore. You know what it is now?
Yes.
It's Zimbabwe.
There we go.
Zimbabwe, 1965. 1981, Fernando Valenzuela, first rookie to win the Cy Young Award. He was a phenom, Neil.
He was.
Then he kind of fizzled out.
Yeah, that's the left-handed with the screwball.
Yes,
the Dodgers.
And I think it's because he was throwing the screwball. That's very hard on your elbow.
Yeah.
And he didn't last as long, but boy, I tell you what, those first few years of his career, he was fantastic.
Nobody could hit him.
As good as there was. That was in 81. And then 1998 in Vegas.
A true showman. After completing this remarkable feat, Jay Cochran bows and waves to an audience that has been truly entertained and spellbound tonight.
Are you spellbound, Neil?
You made it look too easy. Are you okay?
I don't remember.
I'm just fine. Another day at the office.
Well, I'm glad one of us is fine.
I had a few shaky moments there, you know, but it was not too bad.
Is he from the Iron Range? Jay Cochran, he's from Canada, so that's why he sounds that way. He was a daredevil, the longest blindfolded skywalk ever.
Oh,
he walked a tightrope between the towers of the Flamingo Hilton in Las Vegas. They are 600 feet apart. Everyday life is just so boring to other people. They have to do things like that
to put some kind of excitement.
Sure. I didn't see Annette.
I don't know. I couldn't go there and watch. I don't want to see it if he falls.
1998 is when he did that. We're going to move on to birthdays now today. See what he did there? He changed the lyrics. Sing along if you know it. That's Narvel Feltz. He's 81 today.
Mm-hmm.
This was one of his big hits. He took Dobie Gray's Drift Away and introduced it to a country audience. Narvel Feltz, happy birthday going out to you. He's the guy who made Shania Twain a star and then married her. John Mutt Lange.
Then cheated on her with her best friend.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And now, so he married Shania's best friend, and Shania married her best friend's now ex-husband.
Boy, that's twisted.
They switched.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
John Mutt Lange, he'd worked with like AC/DC and Def Leppard and some of the great rock groups, and then he went country and really changed the sound of Shania Twain. It kind of changed the sound of country, too.
It did a little bit, yep.
With Shania coming in the 1990s. So Mutt is 71.
Hey, well, I'm a friend, a stranger in the black sedan. I want you to hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star.
I love this song. It's the Ides of March.
I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle woman.
So that's Jim Petrick.
But I love you.
He's singing that song.
Got
to have your child. So,
who's that?
Jim Petrick.
Huh.
He wrote this song and sang it for the Ides of March. It's called Vehicle. But then he worked with Survivor, played keyboard for them. He wrote Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, nice.
He worked with your buddy Henry Paul. You can ask him. He was in the Henry Paul band, I see here.
Oh, sweet.
And also wrote a song or two for Blackhawk. I don't know if any of them were their big hits, but Jim Petrick. He is 69 today.
That is cool.
One of the great characters in golf history, Fuzzy Zeller.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody named Fuzzy better be a character.
Right.
And have hair.
And he likes to have fun.
And so Fuzzy Zeller today, he is 68. Let's go to the Hunger Games.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the 74th Annual Hunger Games!
It was kind of the Ryan Seacrest of the Hunger Games. A little different than American Idol. People actually died in Hunger Games, though. You know, if you lose on American Idol, you just go home.
Right.
You know, they play a little song for you, and there's some crying, and they leave. Hunger Games, you die. So it's a little different, but kind of the same. So he was the host, the big host on the Hunger Games. His name is Stanley Tucci. He is 59. Happy birthday to him. Demi Moore, or is it Demi? Let's find out.
To me. I thought it was Demi. No, I think it's Demi. Really?
I never heard of a Semi tractor trailer.
Demi Moore is 57. Happy birthday today. He was Alice's son.
Gee, Mel, I wish you were my mother. Nothing personal, Mom.
But that's the way you really feel, isn't it?
Well, it's either you or the dirt bike. One of you has got to go.
Oh, that's okay, an ultimatum there.
Right.
That famous, very special episode of Alice where Tommy gets a dirt bike. He was Tommy Philip McKeon, the older brother of Nancy McKeon.
Sure.
Who was Joe Poldnicek on Facts of Life. Philip McKeon. He's in his 50s now. He's 55. Do you remember the Ally McBeal show, Neil? Did you ever watch Ally McBeal?
I didn't, no.
I'm glad you've come to grips with that.
Right.
Calista Flockhart, she was Ally McBeal.
She was too skinny.
Yeah, she was. She could have.
Somebody give her a sandwich.
She could have used a steak or two.
Right.
You know, at least eat a piece of chicken with the skin on it, please.
Right.
Calista. Calista Flockhart, 55 on our list today. Who else do we have? Oh, we got DiCaprio. King of the world. He's also the Wolf of Wall Street.
Hold it, I'm the king of the world.
That's a Blackhawk song.
Yeah.
Is that where they got the inspiration from? We could ask Henry Paul when he calls in later this week. Is that the inspiration of King of the World?
Might have been.
That's the Titanic scene. Wind is blowing through his hair. Leonardo DiCaprio. Say what you want. I think he's a pretty good actor.
Well, he is.
He's good in The
sure.
Revenant and Wolf yeah. of Wall Street and Django Unchained.
Oh, yeah.
And got his start on, what's that Seaver show, Growing Pains.
Sure.
They brought him in there. He's 45 already. Does that make you feel old, Neil? Leonardo DiCaprio, for crying out loud, is 45.
Every day I wake up, I feel old, Jim. But I don't need Leonardo DiCaprio to remind me.
But if he called you up to tell you, you would
yeah,
you'd take the call?
Yeah, if he said you're 45, man,
yeah,
I'm old.
Take the call.
Yeah. All right, gone but not forgotten today. We never forget our former First Lady, Abigail Smith Adams. She was married to John and... must have been the mother then to John Quincy, I would assume, running the numbers here. In 1744, he was a World War II hard-boiled general, General George Patton.
I think of George C. Scott.
You sure you have
George
to?
George C. Scott is as much Patton as Patton is
to,
Patton.
To me, yes.
Really?
1885 for General Patton. Kurt Vonnegut Jr., did you ever read Slaughterhouse-Five? Or Breakfast of Champions. He wrote them 1922.
I waited for the movies.
That's a good play. A very funny man by the name of Jonathan Winters.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. Well, what's your pleasure?
Well, if I told you that, we'd be off the air.
There he is, as Maude Frickert.
Yes.
One of his great characters.
He had many characters. He was in Mork and Mindy, right? He was like yeah. Mork's dad or something.
No, he was the child of
oh,
Mork
yeah,
and
that's
Mindy.
Right, that's right.
But because it was Mork's child, they aged
backwards.
Backwards. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Started old and then you got younger.
That was pretty good. The very funny Jonathan Winters was born in the state 1925. Do you know Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Laverne Baker?
That gets my toes a tapping.
Oh, yeah. Now you can see why she's the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Laverne Baker, born on this day, 1929, and country performer Hank Garland. We were thinking maybe the garland that goes on a Christmas tree was named after him. We haven't really identified that as a true fact. But he was born on this day, 1930, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
I'm pretty sure they mentioned him during the Ken Burns documentary about him playing guitar and like being a session guitarist, part of the new Nashville sound.
That could be.
I think,
that could
if I remember
well
correctly. Anyway, that's it. That's the Almanac in the books here today. Again, the All Request Lunch Hour will be live. Jeff will be out there first, right? Doing the midday gathering and get-together and
yes,
show.
Yes, yes, yes.
So he'll be out there. Then I'll take over from noon to 1. Then Jeff again for a couple of hours. Neil, you will make an appearance.
I'm going to be there. Megan is there now setting up. We're selling our Minnesota Country Salute CD Volume 6 or any of the other five volumes, but... we'd love for you to drop $10 down and pick up a CD today.
And that this is the sixth year. That price has not changed.
No, still $10.
Still $10. Thank you very much. Would you like to start a Bobathon with John Anderson, Straight Tequila Night, or how about Ty Herndon, I Want My Goodbye Back, or Trisha Yearwood, X's and O's.
John Anderson, please.
All right, we'll see you out at Perfect 10 Car Wash today.
KDDG Albany. KDDG.